Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains crazy adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Camera, like a knife held in your hand. What you mad about? I don't know, and I don't give a damn. Break the rules because I can. Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll cheer as you go down. You really spoke in me. Smoking mirrors. Whoa. You're only smoking mirrors. Whoa. You're only smoking mirrors to me. I know less is more, but with you, stupid never understand. Empty words you said so much without a plan. You hear me? Just watch the wheel go round. I'm serious, you go down. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors. You're only smoking mirrors to me. Can't take it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a, might as well say, a late edition of a special of a WFSO Aftermath. We apologize for not doing the show last night, and I know we were supposed to do this an hour ago. We just forgot, and...
We didn't forget.
Well, okay, we was busy with other things.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it was Oh, you're going to do it that way.
Yes.
Okay. Due to technical problems we had last night, we couldn't do the show.
No storm.
Right.
And it came down.
It really did.
That's the worst thing about living in Wisconsin is that when we get our snowstorms, everything gets really messed up big time.
Exactly. It just, who knows what's going to happen, and it just, crap. Just, that's the way you feel.
But we're here now, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
We are fabulous and awesome.
And we survived.
We survived Winter Storm Rex.
Exactly. Well, that's what they call it. It wasn't that bad. I think the bad thing that was happening, that it was just cold.
That was part of the problem is that, you know, the weather and everything isn't cooperating with us very nicely this winter.
And the cold has just been ridiculously cold. Getting the temperatures down to, like, below freezing is just crazy. And the fact that the schools have been closed, like, how many days? We've had 4 snow closing days. Because of that, Robert's lost out on 2 days that are regular days off of school. And then also his school day has been extended by 20 minutes to cover the other days. Now, they have enough days still left available that are off that as parents will gladly send our kids into school, you know. But I know it does actually throw the whole bus thing up in the air, because I know that his bus, once it picks up from the middle school, goes directly to the high school. And now it goes the other way. It goes from the high school to the middle school. But that has caused some problems there, because a couple of times they've had to come back to pick them up.
Exactly. So hopefully they can sort out what they want to sort out, and it will be that. But let's see. We're going to talk about as much as we can cover for this little half hour. So what we're going to do is just talk about a few changes that they made. Now they have Antonio Cesaro going as Cesaro and Big E Langston going as Big E. And the reason for that is because I guess they claimed that it wasn't tough enough to give him, like, a full name like that. My opinion, I don't think it really matters. Like, you like the character, you like the character. It's just what you gonna call Daniel Bryan? Bryan? Or John Cena? Cena? Or Randy Orton? Just Orton? It's just half of it just, you know, really just don't make any freaking sense. Let's do it that way.
What you've also got to remember is that a lot of the times the fans are the ones who shorten down the names anyway. I mean, it's been a long time since you've heard a fan refer to Big E Langston as Big E Langston. Mm-hmm. He's been Big E for months. So I think a lot of times it's not a WWE thing. It's actually a fan thing that they hear the fans refer to a wrestler as a certain name over and over again. And it just, you know, it just sticks. And, you know, it's a good thing because, you know, how many times people are better with two names? Big E Langston is like a long-winded thing. And you could go back to Big E is perfect. John Cena is perfect. Triple H, well, he's not perfect, but the name fits. You don't want something that when you're introducing takes a very, very long time. And you know that from when we've done ring announcing at our own shows and everything, that it does. It takes a long time to get out some of the names and everything.
Right.
So I think that's why a lot of people do end up with their names being shortened. And it's, as I say, I don't think it's necessarily a WWE thing, but when you hear the crowd chanting Big E, Big E, you know what I mean? It's easier to put that and transfer his name over and just drop the Langston bit and, you know, get to that point.
I don't know. I just thought that it'll work for certain people, just not everyone. I don't know. That's just my opinion on this. Interesting. Raw and SmackDown may find some new homes in the fall. Because according to Variety.com, WWE and NBC Universal did not reach a deal this past Friday over the WWE's television rights. Therefore, WWE is now free to negotiate with other networks as an exclusive negotiation period for NBCU expired at the end of the day this past Friday. They issued the following stations regarding to the negotiations. WWE exclusive negotiation period with NBCU for our flagship television programs Raw and SmackDown has now expired. While we were unable to reach an agreement with NBCU during this period, we have certainly appreciated our long productive partnership with a year-round live programming that is highly converted by programmers, distributors, and advertisers. We are extremely excited about our future. We look forward to engaging with potential partners who recognize the value of having the number one show on cable and live content delivered 52 weeks a year. The report goes on to note that Raw and SmackDown will continue to air on NBCU channels until September 30th. And NBCU has the right to match any deal offer any other networks before WWE can accept another offer. So that's going to be kind of strange. Like, they're going to be moving from USA and Sci-Fi. And truth be told, this is what I think. They should actually just go regular TV.
They would get so many more viewers, it's not even funny.
Exactly. It's like, not everybody can get cable.
Get SmackDown back on 24 or 18 again like it was before.
Yeah, like, have SmackDown be back on one of the local channels, then have, like, Raw either do the same thing or just find, like, a cable network to go for it. But, well, hopefully they do try to work something out, or it's just going to be different, like, after, like they said, September 30th, it'll be something different. So, well, the big week is coming next week. We have Minneapolis with Elimination Chamber, Green Bay for WWE Raws. Seems like it's going to be one of the biggest Raws in...
Undertaker comes back. Woo!
Hulk Hogan comes back.
Shit. Give me that a minute. Give me that a minute. Some people actually hear.
Do we really want to see a old age man in the ring again?
I don't think he's going to be in the ring.
Please, we do not need Hulk Hogan to be back. He was an 80s and early 90s icon. Let him stay there. He's had, what, two hip replacements, knee replacement. I mean, it's just, no. Undertaker coming back is awesome because it's the Undertaker. And he can do the coming back thing. But everything else, seriously, I mean, come on now.
Truthfully, I think it's a good thing that they do need. Of course, they're going to need it for WrestleMania 30 coming up, a milestone pay-per-view. So... And plus, they want to counter all the CM Punk chants that they're going to have.
Well, I can understand them bringing him back for WrestleMania 30 because, you know, Hulk Hogan was in the first WrestleMania, you know, so I understand them doing that because, you know, that's like a testament. That's, he is a legend when it comes to the business and everything. But, dear God, that man just irks the crap out of me, seriously, with the way he treated his daughter and everything. The fact that there is proof out there that he did hit on his wife a few times.
He hit his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, he did hit her a few times. The way he had affair, cheated with his friend's wife and other things. I mean, I know nobody's perfect. I'm not saying that. But if you, there's got to come a point where any superstar has to take some responsibility for their actions and realize that what they do is being watched. Now, I understand marriages don't work from time to time. You know, those things happen. But, you know, his relationship with his daughter, I'm all for fathers playing a very strong influence in their daughter's lives, but his relationship with his daughter just seemed a little bit weird, to say the least. You know, it did really push the envelope towards what is the right type of relationship between a father and daughter. The other things that just got to me also were just how, I'm trying to think of the right words, how arrogant he was when his son had that car crash and that one kid, you know, is pretty much permanently disabled because of it. All of a sudden, it was the other kid's fault, the other kid's fault, the other kid's fault. And this was a kid who Nick grew up with, who Nick went to school with and everything. Yet, it's like, okay, now let's pass the buck over to somebody else. Let it be somebody else's fault. One, Nick was underage. He was drinking and drag racing, and he didn't have a valid license. Now, let's just sit there and tell you exactly what was wrong with that entire statement. If you can point out what was right about it, oh, the only thing that I had right in that was, you know, right about that statement was the kid's name, Nick. You know, one, Don't drink and drive. Accidents happen. 2, get a valid driving license. And 3, stop drag racing. You know, if he actually had the accident because he was drag racing on a proper drag racing court, you know, circuit and everything, then I think the whole matter would be different. But he wasn't. This was down a main street where there's pedestrians, where there's other people. And to me, it was ridiculous. It really was. And, you know, he turned TNA into a complete debacle over it. So I really am not looking forward to him coming back. I know most of the fans are absolutely going to lose their minds. They really are. And I'm sure you're going to try and see if Eric will go up to Green Bay with you. You could go to Green Bay with Eric or something next Monday to try and find him.
He already got plans on what he's going to try to do. It's going to be interesting.
Didn't he say he was going to go to Minnesota, drive to Minnesota, then drive back to Green Bay?
He was, but I don't think he's going
to
go.
Well, either way, on Saturday, though, we actually get to meet. I know I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks, the drive, the girls. Like, we're meeting Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Yes, we are.
And we got a speed pass as well to get through to the front of the line. Thank the Lord, because, oh my gosh, the line for meeting Edge was crazy.
Might as well thank WMN 1021 for...
Yeah, you won those tickets.
Tickets for an event that they had a couple of weeks ago.
So not only did he win tickets for us to see HBK, he also won tickets for us to go to WWE SmackDown on Tuesday, but we'd already purchased our tickets. So we've given those tickets, one to AJ's cousin and the other one to a good friend of ours called Pam. She's my midnight coffee buddy. That's all there is to it. She's my midnight coffee buddy when wrestling's in town. It is going to be phenomenal next week. It is. We always have a great time.
This is going to be a big, like, 2 weeks regardless of...
Why 2 weeks? Oh, God, yeah. Thing is in town again, isn't they? Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Oh, sigh.
Ain't
nothing wrong with you. I'm a bit of Ring of Honor, so I wouldn't know. Woo. Sleepy Hazel. I need tea. I'm passing this back to you. I need tea.
But, yeah, there are, like, besides local wrestling shows that's going on this weekend, and you have more shows going on. This is going to be a big, like, next coming 2 weeks, might as well say starting this Friday, and all the way through next Saturday, because not only Ring of Honor will be in Milwaukee that Friday, then next Saturday you have them being in Chicago. So it's just a big week all around. So for the Midwest, and I'm proud to say that, of course, we knew from last week that Raw in Green Bay is sold out, and SmackDown here. We're getting there. It's getting there, which is good. So for the people that bought the tickets and, like, going to see the show, good. Maybe, like I said, we get, like, big crowds and stuff like that. We could get a pay-per-view. So who knows? But then again, they didn't name all the pay-per-views that's coming into town just yet. So you never know. We may get a big one, maybe, like, Survivor Series or get Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
Who knows?
Can you imagine I saw a Royal Rumble? Oh, Lord.
It is going to be insane. And now I just got to remember to save my money if it does happen. But, let's see. They reported that it's uncertain that Elimination Chamber will be carried on the Dish Network this Sunday night. As we heard earlier, that certain reports that cable providers and satellite providers are upset of the WWE Network that they get to show pay-per-views on their, you know, channel. We got an answer to that. So what? You shouldn't be charging no out of some month.
$50 for it?
Right. It's like, we're going to watch Elimination Chamber. I guess we're going to order it or something like that, I think. Yeah, we are, for the last time before we go to the WWE Network. And they do have, like, a week free trial This is going to be interesting. And that's the good thing that they decided to let people, like, they can go ahead and just watch it 3-4 weeks. They like it. They like it. They don't. They don't. But I think that just sucks that, like, you know, cable and satellite providers are upset because WWE decided to do this idea just to get, it will get more fans, bring more fans, especially fans from the past that would like to, you know, like to watch, like, past pay-per-views. Believe me, there's, like, past pay-per-views I want to watch, too. So, let's see if there's more. I liked the end of the Monday Night Raw last night. I don't know about any of you, but I did enjoy last night's Monday Night Raw. But before we go on, I wanted to say happy birthday to the person that runs WFSO Canada and WFSO East Coast, JP Zimmett. Today is his birthday. I don't know how old he is, but it's his birthday today, so. And speaking of which, I know there's things I got to do with the award show, which as soon as we're done with this broadcast here, we're going to put more nominations, stuff like that. Like I said, the last day to vote for categories and stuff like that will be Friday, March 28th, and we're probably going to have a special edition for the episode aftermath to name all the winners and stuff like that, even if it had to take like a two-part show or whatever, but it will get done. And she's just throwing away some cakes. Cakes, garbage, it's all the same.
Don't confuse cakes and garbage. We eat cakes.
Well, right now for me, it's all the same. Of course I am. You knew that already. I don't know if they're going to have, like, one more matches for the upcoming pay-per-view. Let me read, like, what the matches that they're going to have this Sunday. They already have a pre-show name, so. Oh, come on. I'm sorry, just. All right. Yeah, of course, you had the Elimination Chamber match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship with Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan versus Christian versus John Cena versus Sheamus versus Cesaro. You got the WWE Tag Team Championship match with the New Age Outlaws versus the Usos. WWE Intercontinental Championship match, Big E versus Jack Swagger. Batista versus Alberto Del Rio. The Shield versus the Wyatt family. And you got the pre-show with Cody Rhodes and Goldust going against Ryback and Curtis Axel. So there's a possibility that they could add one more match if they wanted to, but we'll see. Because it was rumored that they was going to add, like, a Diva Championship match, but due to the injury of Naomi, she's going to be out for the next, let's see, 3 to 5 weeks. That may not happen. They might just save that match for WrestleMania. If they do, that's good. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, and they also did announce on Raw as well, Titus O'Neil will go against Darren Young, so that probably was the extra match that they're going to add. So it'll be interesting. So if y'all call up with the feud with Titus O'Neil and Darren Young on Friday, they were primetime players and they split up. And only thing I can say is James and Eric, millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of dollars. Just hopefully they'll get the shirt and they'll still do the thing, so we'll see from there. Let's see what else. I'm going to put up a video of my predictions of who I think is going to win and who I think is not going to win sometime this week, probably like on Saturday, at least be right after SmackDown and all that stuff going on. But I know some people are thinking, like, okay, what's up with TNA as of late? Are they doing okay with what they're doing with MVP being an investor and the changes that they're making. I say yes and no, and I'm going to tell you the reason why I say yes. It's because it's like they are adding, like, new people and still keeping some of the originals that's been there ever since, you know. Well, I wouldn't say all the originals, the ones that, like, kind of carry the company, and it evolved more than it should. But, let's see. Yeah, just don't mind me. I'm just trying to look for what happened this past Thursday, if I can find it. Let's see. Give me a minute, Con. There we go. Let's see. Now, I guess a match was going to be made for Lockdown, too. The winner does take control, so it's going to be Team Dixie versus Team MVP. So, let's see. The Wolves, Simone, Joe defeated the Bromance and Zima Ion. MVP defeated Rockstar Spud. Chris Sabin defeated Velvet Sky. And Mr. Anderson defeated Bully Ray. Once again, I'm disappointed with them just having four matches and within a matter of 2 hours, because they can do more than that. It's just like, why did, you know, why? Like, they have the talent there, just like, use some of them. And I think it was five matches. Okay, they forgot to talk about this. They had the Feast of Fire ladder match. Gunner and James Storr, they defeated Madness and Ethan Carter III, and Gunner is now the owner of both World Heavyweight Championship match briefcase and also the World Tag Team Championship match briefcase, which it seems like Ethan Carter III was not going to use it anyway. So I apologize. They did have five matches, which that's good. They need to keep on at least having like five matches per show anyway for the matter of 2 hours. And Willow is coming, a.k.a. Jeff Hardy. I don't know much about behind the scenes with that character, but I guess we're going to find out soon enough. So I think we're going to talk about more about TNA sometime this week, and because I didn't fully see the show, which was probably sometime this week before this Thursday, get to watch Impact. So also, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Get news and information on upcoming events and all that good stuff. Will a show happen this Monday for WFSO Aftermath? Right now, it's going to be a question mark because all the busyness and craziness that's going to happen for this week. Let's just say it will be a last-minute thing if it does happen. So check out the website. Look for us on MySpace. Look for us on YouTube. Subscribe to our video on YouTube. Also, look for us on Facebook instead. Huh? Twitter. Yeah, Twitter as well. We are on Twitter, so check us out as well. But we're going to get out of here and get this out the way. But until then, what? From Hazel, this is our trail on Thule Pits and all that crap, and y'all have a good week, and once again, happy birthday to JP Zammit. Peace out.